morning, everybody. Welcome to Friday morning. Hope you got a great Friday going already at 7:45 here. Man, we've got so much stuff going on the radio station, Tony Curry Radio, and also, of course, on Spotify on our podcast platform. First of all, it's Friday, which means every Friday is Damon Johnson Day. Damon Johnson, of course, a good friend of mine, known him forever. He's played with Leonard Skinner. I believe he's still doing that. Of course, he's getting ready for his Brother Kane shows coming up in 2023 to celebrate the 30th anniversary release of their first album. And they'll also be doing some other shows. If you follow him on DamonJohnson.com, DamonJohnson.com, or anywhere on social media, you'll see that. I'll repost all that stuff. Also, a great show called When in Rome with Stuart Rome. Caught up with him yesterday. It's a show that'll make you look good, feel good, sound good. He's from the Woodhouse Day Spa. Good morning to you, Stacy, Clayton. It's a great show because it's about the Woodhouse Day Spa, but it's really about the music that is infiltrated or hybrided into the show. So it's a show that makes you look good, feel good, and sound good. So he picks the music. And that's what I do here on Tony Curry Radio. We do this with Adapter Parish. We do it with Dark Side of the Pooch. We do it with Mission Minded. We do it with the Blues Almighty. We do it with the Damon Johnson Show. We do it with Live Wire Wednesday. All these shows that we have friends and people who do shows and clients, pick the music, man. Pick whatever music you want. You know, we're known for classic rock and roll. We knock that crap out of the park every single day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But he picked six songs. So today, since the 4th of July is coming up on Monday, we are going to get after five or six songs that have to do with, obviously, the Star Spangled Banner and the independence of the greatest country that's ever been around. And he's picked out five killer songs. So that show is going to run at 1 and 7 today. Damon Johnson show at noon and 8 today. And the great thing about the Spotify situation, it's free. I know some people freak out. They don't want to subscribe. You don't have to. Just go get the Spotify app or go to Spotify, search Tony Curry Radio, and you can see hundreds of all of our great podcast episodes. They're fantastic, and I absolutely love it. So check it out. I think you'll love it. Also, coming up on Monday, it is the 4th of July. You know I love the 4th of July. I blow off fireworks, everything else. The last 3 years, we have done an official soundtrack for your fireworks show. Now, whether you're out by the lake or whether you're out of town, you could be in Yemen and you can still hear us because we're international, wherever we're. So no matter where your fireworks show is, whether it's a little thing in the backyard or some big thing somewhere else at a ballpark, maybe Thunder in the Mountain. I'm not allowed to say Thunder in the Mountain because I'm not associated with Thunder in the Mountain, so I can't say Thunder in the Mountain, so I won't say Thunder in the Mountain. But if you are down at Thunder in the Mountain and you want to listen to the Tony Curry Radio app, just go to TKR on Android or Apple. TKR, super easy, three letters, TKR. Remember, TKR, download the app. If for any other reason, just do it, even without the fireworks on Friday. Just download the TKR app. You're going to love it. It's classic rock to the bone, and it kicks ass. I mean, I promise you, it's all up tempo. It's all stuff you haven't heard a long time. You'll recognize every single song. You'll absolutely love it. Al Cooper, good morning to you. Yeah, don't say Thunder in the Mountain, dude. Do not say Thunder in the Mountain because I'll get in trouble. I get a cease and desist from the mayor about saying Thunder in the Mountain. I can't say Thunder in the Mountain because if I do, they're going to come after me. So when you're set up down South Side, wherever you are, we're going to start music, I think, around 8 o'clock. I mean, we do 24 hours a day, so the music's going to be great. And really, you could turn Tony Curry Radio on, TKR, anytime, and it'd be perfect for fireworks. No matter what, you blow fireworks off at 2 o'clock on Sunday, turn the radio station on, it's going to fit perfectly. It's great. The music is that good. But we're going to have a special musical presentation, and we've redone the entire soundtrack. If you've heard the soundtrack the last 3 years, it was killer. We had Grand Funk Railroad in there. We had American Pie in there. We had Guns N' Roses doing the Star Spangled Banner with Jimi Hendrix. We had, You Can Still Rock in America. I mean, we get after it, dude. I mean, the music's killer. So check it out. And I did not say, okay, don't say Thunder in the Mountain, dude. Don't do that. But it's killer. And it's going to add some pop. Now, we don't do like the Lee Greenwood stuff. We don't do the Whitney Houston stuff. This is for rockers, man. If you're a classic rock fan like me, you want to put some pop in your fireworks, dude, this is going to be the thing. So we're the official detonation station. Your official detonation station will get after it. The soundtrack starts around 9 o'clock, which is when the majority of fireworks start around here in the Birmingham area. I hope wherever you're going for the 4th of July. I mentioned this yesterday with Curry and Claypo. We were on Fox 6 yesterday, and Dr. Josh and I did a show here on Facebook and on Tony Curry Radio. We hope you're super safe. Hope you don't have any cancellations or any issues at airports. Be super careful. 42 million folks, which is a record for the amount of people who are going to be traveling this 4th of July weekend. Just make sure you're careful. Look for the knuckleheads on the road and be very, very careful. Something else I want to mention too. Yesterday, Dr. Josh was telling me about all the animals. Now, I've been to his house. I go over to his house. Tim McGee Sr., good morning to you, Tim. I go over to Dr. Josh's house, and we do some show prep, and we talk about what we want to do on the Curry and Claypo show and on Tony Curry Radio, and he does the whole adaptive perish thing with adaptogens, Dr. Alex, on Tuesday. And I see a lot of animals. So he's got a pool, and it backs up against like a wildlife refuge almost, but it's small. There's deer, there's red-tailed hawks, there's all kinds of blue jays and birds, there's squirrels, there's chickamauks. Well, evidently he had to call animal control over yesterday because he's got raccoons that are trying to get into his attic, and he's also got possums. Now, I've seen raccoons in his garage. There was a giant beaver that I posted on social media about a month and a half ago that was right outside his house. I brought it. It was dead, but I brought it home and put it on the hood of the car. So he's got a lot of wildlife, which I love. But I mentioned this before, that it ain't going to be Armageddon. It ain't going to be asteroids. It ain't going to be war. It ain't going to be a pandemic. The animals are going to come back and kick our ass. I mean, animals have been around a long time. And once animals realize that if they stand up to us, we're going to freak out. Al also says, don't forget to download this app, Great Office Music, for a change. Yeah, oh, it's killer, dude. You listen to Tony Curry Radio in the office, dude, you'll be done by 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm not shitting you. You get out there, whenever you're working out, you're on your bicycle. If you're at work or you're cutting your grass, you'll cut your grass in 17 minutes if you're listening to Tony Curry Radio app. I'm not kidding you. It's up-tempo. It kills. It's unbelievable. What was I talking about? Oh, so I've been telling Josh, I said, you know, did you see the buffalo? Did you see the bison in Yellowstone kick that guy's ass yesterday? Dumbass. I don't know why people get around a 4,000-pound animal and think it's not going to do anything to them. Like they're trying to pet the damn thing. It's the fourth guy that's been gored at Yellowstone National Park like the last 3 days. Anyway, so once animals realize that they can stand up to you and you'll freak out. Have you ever tried to catch a squirrel? You ever see a squirrel on the opposite side of a tree and you reach around to grab it and you accidentally touch it? What do? You freak out. Oh, there was an alligator on a golf course down in Florida yesterday. Did you see that video? Alligator come up and try to get some dude. I'm telling you, animals will take the earth back over. We have pushed them out of their habitats. We've pushed them out of their environments. We're burning down their trees. We're doing everything. Animals are getting pissed off, right? So I've had bats in the attic. Unbelievable. So yesterday, I'm down here in the studio, and we just wrapped up with the Curry and Claypo show, and I saw this god-awful spider that had to be this big, and it was one of those spiders, you know, sometimes with the legs, they look like this big, but their body's like this big. The body on this thing, man, it had an abdomen that was like the size of a, almost a golf ball. I mean, it was huge. It was a huge spider. I thought it was a patch of fur, because my dogs were down here in the studio a couple days ago, and Josh looked over and he goes, oh my God, look at the size of that spider. I said, I know, right? So I stepped on it. And of course, it made this gosh awful just sound. I mean, it wasn't like a crack. It was like, it was like stepping on like a jellyfish or something. And I'm not kidding you, like a million babies came out of it. Dude. It was right here. It was down here on the studio floor. It was right there. And I mean, like, and you can see this, you know, notice. All I had was this stuff here. So I didn't have any, I had nowhere to go, dude. I was like, what am I going to do? Like a million babies. It was like Pirates of the Caribbean, man. The shit just went like within seconds, it was from wall to wall baby spiders. So obviously I'm going to need some pest control down here. But over the course of the next few weeks, if you see me start going or start freaking out or then you're going to know what's going on. But I'm telling you, so even spiders are coming back. Spiders are kicking our asses. I'm just telling you. Lately, I go on my back deck, and chickamauks. I got like thousands of chickamauks, and like six or seven chickamauks will come up the back door. I don't feed animals. They can forage through my for. They can do whatever they want, but I don't feed animals. I don't want animals to come up. If I end up having a wonderful intimate moment with one or a deer or something like that, it's great. But I don't feed corn to deer. I don't do those kind of things because I get plenty of stuff in my backyard too. But I walk out there and I see, Paul, good morning to you. I see like 7 chicken monks and they're not moving. They're just sitting there looking at me. And I'm like, okay, this is kind of weird. So I go back inside the house. I'm just telling you, man, you watch. You watch. Animals will take this earth back over again. I'm just telling you. All right, download that Tony Curry Radio app. And thanks to Al Cooper and everyone who's already done it. We've gotten well over 100,000 downloads of the Tony Curry Radio app. I don't know what the number is. If you go to Android, Apple, you can do me a huge favor. Because it helps the radio station, and I'm doing you a huge favor because it's free, it costs you nothing, it takes you 5 seconds, go to your app or Android store and just download TKR, there's 3 letters, TKR, and listen to the radio station, let me know what you think. You go to info@tonycurryradio.net, and let me know what's going on, and you'll be good to go. John Spain, good morning to you. Got lots of new people watching this morning here on Facebook, and thanks again for all your support. The radio station we do has got some wonderful sponsors on it, and we do a lot of live endorsements to sponsors, so you're not going to hear a ton of commercials on Tony Curry Radio. It pretty much runs. We have Ken Osborne, who is got the biggest balls I've ever heard in my life. He's known as the Mighty Pipes. This guy is unbelievable because he does movie trailers. He does TV commercials. He does stuff for TBS. He does the Talladega Super Speedway commercials. This guy is unbelievable. He does all my imaging. It's killer, man. You're going to love it. Oh, almost forgot too. Coming up next week, Tony Curry Radio is going to have our first shirts. Now, when I used to do Classic Rock 99.5 for 20, 25 years, we would show up at Car Remotes or Buffalo Wild Wings or whatever, and we'd have like 5 shirts. I'm buying shirts so I can give them out. And if you want one, and I know you're going to wear it, and these ain't going to be cheap shirts, too. These aren't going to be shirts you wear one time and then you're using them as car rags, all right, or cleaning up the house. I want you to get after it. We're going to have T-shirts coming out probably in the next couple of weeks from Logo Express. I'm working with those guys up there. Thanks to Southern Precision Staffing and Kai Gregory for making that connection for me. But we're going to have a boatload of T-shirts, and I'm going to buy thousands of them. So when you see me out and about, I'll put some in the car. I'm going to hand them out like candy to kids, man. Wear them. It's going to have Tony Curry on one side. It's going to be a staff shirt. It's going to have our logo on the other side. So get out there and wear them and promote my radio station, man, and everything we do. And again, don't forget to go to Spotify and check out all of our podcasts. All right, enough. I've been talking out, and look, Al's already sent me his address. I'll get you, Al, man. I'll take care of you. Thanks again for watching this morning. Please take care of yourself and take care of the people around you. Look after each other. I'm hearing about all this crap, people pushing each other on, you know, subways, and we're hearing all these bad things out there, and it's what the news cycle is, but there's a lot of great things happening out there. There's a lot of people out there that are doing really, really great work. They have great testimonies, and they're really helping people, and I know you're probably one of them if you're watching Tony Curry Radio. You know I'm a positive guy, and I'm a God-fearing Christian, man. Get after it, man. Go out and help people. Be part of the solution in this world, and certainly do that on our 4th of July weekend. Enjoy your long weekend. Please be careful. Please be safe if you're traveling, and get ready for the Detonation Station, 9 o'clock, coming up on Monday. We're going to get after it here on Tony Curry Radio. God bless.